You may be seated.
The soundtrack only had three verses and four choruses, but Jesus heard our love. That's what's important.
No perfection in this world.
No perfection.
Right, Sam?
Yeah.
That's it.
Today I want us to remember those on our prayer list. And if you've got something you'd like for us to put on here, feel free to say it right now. Okay.
I asked for a double dose of prayer for Jamie next will be on the name of their probably on the way to Myrtle Beach, but most of all pray for them. I mean, you never know, you know, what you go through when your grandchildren grow up with your children, but they're still your children and they're still your grandchildren, and you'll love them till the day you die. And I ask for a special prayer for them.
Amen.
That God can remove the things, you know, that's hindering him from being the person that he should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like Brother Kenny said, we need to invest in our kids when they're young. And I realized that one day that Pastor Nikki and I are not going to be here. We're going to be with Jesus. And the main reason I had a metal roof put on this building was because I want this church to continue on. And if we don't live the life in front of our young people, if we don't teach them, then who's going to carry on the work of the gospel? And I know that this church and youth building will be here long after I'm gone. And I can't think of too many things better than to invest in the young people and to minister to the old people that didn't have any hope anymore. So, I mean, everybody needs to continue to hear the gospel.
Amen.
So, yes, we'll do that, Marlene. You know, if some people say, like I said, my dad left when I was 2 years old. And I was taught not to like him. I was taught that he was no good and all of that. And I become a Christian. And when I was around 45 years old, I found his grave up in Wildcat, Kentucky. And I got on my knees and I looked towards heaven and wept because that was my daddy. Whether he was good or whether he was bad, he was still my daddy.
Amen.
And
amen.
That's the way it is with children, family, grandchildren. No matter what is going on in their life, they're still yours. And so I've learned that hate doesn't do anything but destroy your own.
Amen.
Personality and everything.
Yes.
You can't be mad at the world and be happy in your heart. And the best one that can help you with that, Jesus said, I bring you a peace that's not of this world. But he didn't come to bring peace to the world. He came to give those that will surrender to him a peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
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 So let's remember those on our prayer list. And today I'm going to do my best to bring you a message. And I pray that you'll get something out of it that you won't go out feeling like you wasn't fed.
Amen.
I want you to be fed. So this is where it comes from, not from me. Anybody have a Bible? I see Constance grabbing hers. Amen. All right. Let's declare this to the principalities and wickedness in high places and demonic spirits around us. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
I will do what it says I can do. I will not do what it says I shouldn't do.
I
I will not do what it says I shouldn't do.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Give me ears to hear.
Give me ears to hear.
Come on, Mason. Give me a heart to receive.
Give me a heart to receive.
And a spirit to obey.
And a spirit to obey.
That my life may be changed.
That my life may be changed.
I will not walk out the door.
I will not walk out the door.
The same person that came in.
The same person that came in.
Not what the preacher thinks.
Not what the preacher thinks.
What the word says.
What the word says.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. I want you to turn to John, the 10th chapter, and we're going to read a few verses. Now, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. This is Jesus speaking to you and me. Whatever he said to them pertains to us. The Bible is not old-fashioned, outdated, and what is sin back here in the Bible is still sin today.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. I need some help this morning. Praise the Lord. And Jesus is speaking. Verse 27.
Chapter 10.
Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I want to stop right there. What if we didn't have doors here? How would y'all get in? Climb through a window? Well, now some of you, like me, you can't get into that window. But these doors is made for a specific purpose. To come in and to go out. Mm-hmm. Now you have a purpose coming through the doors of this church. You're coming in to receive something that will help you when you go back out the door.
That's right.
And so Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are what? Thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Father, thank you for the privilege of standing and representing your word. And give me the anointing of the Holy Ghost that we can receive. And maybe it'll be just a little tidbit, a little gold nugget that we'll grab a hold of. But let us grab a hold of this message that you are the door. And that your people know your voice. Yes. And we obey you. Yes. When we hear your voice. Speak to our hearts.
Yes.
Right now in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I read this scripture I don't know how many times, and it seems like every time that I go back and read through the Bible, then I get something that I didn't get before. And I'm praying that you will get this and see something that you've never seen before. Jesus said, I am the door. And he says, you know, you're not going to get to God any other way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me.
Right.
Now we can try to do something and go a different way. I have a lot of friends that don't believe that there's only one way. Am I going to unfriend them? Am I going to turn my back on them? No. No. I'm praying that the Word of God will show them that when our Holy Bible says that there is one way to do things, that's the way it is.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
There's one way to do it. And Jesus said, I am the door. What does he mean by I'm the door? Well, it's a way to get in and out. It's a way to get in and out.
And a lot of us are trying to live a Christian life by staying outside the door. We may be truly born again. But you know what you have to do? Listen, this whole world is just like a dripping pot. And our lives is that way. Things slowly, slowly slide away if we don't keep seeking God's will for our life. What does that mean? We need to go into the presence of God. Yeah. We need to go through Jesus Christ, go into the door of the throne room and be able to get something that when we go back out the door, that we have something that we can share. We can have strength. We can have more love. We can have more passion. We can have more forgiveness for those that may do us wrong.
Amen.
Or if you have problems, thank you, Carol. We all have problems, but sometimes we try to run on an empty tank. And that happens up here on the mountain. People would drive and drive and drive their golf carts or four-wheelers, whatever. And then all of a sudden, it stops. And it stops in the worst of places sometimes. You know why? Because we run out of gas. And that's what a lot of us are doing. As a Christian, we're trying to run on an empty tank.
Right.
And it ain't going to work. There comes a time when you have nothing left to give anybody, not even yourself, because you're empty. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the door. If you come in through me, then you will be restored. You'll get your gas tank filled up. You'll be able to go back out the door and you can share with the world what a mighty God that you serve. What a mighty God that has brought us through hardships and troubles and disappointments, times of depression and anxiety. We'll have something that will keep us going.
Amen.
I've been talking to people here lately, and I can't go anywhere without hearing that someone in the family committed suicide. You know what happened? They didn't come in through the door to get what they needed to where when they went back out the door, they could survive.
Amen.
A lot of us is running right on the edge. I know I got a little light in my old van. That's a 2005. When I get so low on gas, that little gas pump will start blinking. And I know I better go and get some gas. Listen, when you're feeling down and weak and discouraged, it's time to go where you can get the help that you need. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He's a help, a present help in time of trouble.
Yes.
And I praise Him.
Yeah.
I praise Him today because there's been times in my life. Oh, and I'm sure there's been times in your life when you just felt like you didn't have the strength to go on.
Amen.
There's been times when I just wanted to when I woke up, Philip, when I woke up, I just wanted to stay in bed. I didn't want to face another day. I've had those times, and I've realized over the years what's really important is this has got to be a daily thing. Not once a week on Sunday or Wednesday or whatever, but this is a daily going in to get the supplies that you need to go back out in this old, sinful, hard, bitter world.
Amen.
This world is worse and worse. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. This world's getting worse and worse, but you know what? The Bible says that it was going to be that way.
Right.
So we shouldn't be caught by surprise. We shouldn't be caught by surprise with the COVID or all kinds of bad weather and buildings falling and people getting killed and people across the waters. They don't have clean water to drink. A lot of countries don't have enough food to eat. But we are crying out, oh, God bless America when He's already blessed us, but we haven't appreciated it. And you know, when you don't appreciate the things that God does in your life, He can take it away.
Amen.
The Bible says, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you something. He's a loving God, but He's also a God of judgment.
Amen.
He's also a God of vengeance. And that's why He said, for us to keep our nose out of His business. He said, vengeance is his. He will repay, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
I've tried to operate the ministry at times depending on other people for things. Boy, did I get into trouble. Because you know what? God said he would supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. And if I just go in through the door and tell God, you know, he knows what I need before I even ask. But you better have some conversation with him.
Yes, amen.
Because that's what he wants. He wants you to walk with him, talk with him. And you know, some people may think you're a babbling idiot walking down somewhere and just talking away. But you know what? It's okay to talk to God no matter where you are.
Amen.
That's where I've got my strength, is trusting in the one, the only one that can really help me. And he said, I'm the door. So I'm going to go into him and I'm going to tell him, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about my troubles. He will hear my faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you your little prayer will turn, then you'll know the fire is burning. Gonna have a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Hallelujah! Somebody lift your hands. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have a lot of folks around us that are really good at hiding what's going on in their heart.
That's true.
There's people in this church right today that you're pretending like everything's all right. There's people in this church that's hurting. They need love. They need understanding. They need forgiveness. And they're expecting the neighbor or someone that rides by in a golf cart to fix it. But I'm telling you, Jesus said, I'm the door. It's time you go to the place that you can get some help. It's time. That empty place in your heart, the power of God can fill it up to where you have confidence in God that no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what is going on in your family, you have confidence that God is in control and that he's taking care of business for you and me.
Yes, amen.
He's taking care of business. He's saying today that people before him were like thieves and robbers. But he said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. And he's telling us today, there is a right way and there is a wrong way. There is a right way. Walk upright before God in your heart and see if it doesn't make a difference in the way that you see things all around you. It'll make such a difference. But you can't go out in this world and pretending like everything's all right, and you lay at night in bed and you know there's something missing. It's because you haven't come to the right place to fill that empty place in your heart.
Amen.
All of us have empty spots. But boy, I'm going to tell you something. I can be on the mountain and I can feel like that there's nothing that can bother me. Nothing can get to me. And then there's times when I feel like I don't know if I can do this anymore. And it's because I neglected to go through the door, to go to Jesus Christ and tell him, I simply need you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
Amen.
And I'm saying this to you today because we have a wonderful place up here to live. And God is doing great things. And the devil is fighting us. But you know what? If he ain't fighting you, he's already got you.
Right.
And so you got to realize and quit whining about the battle and get in there and get full of the Spirit of God, because it's a spiritual warfare that we're in. Well, our battle's not with each other, flesh and blood. The Bible says it's a spiritual warfare.
That's right.
So how are we going to fight it? We need to get full of His Spirit. We need to get as much of Jesus Christ in us as we can.
Amen.
And even ask for more.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to give you a call today. I'm going to give you a call today, and I'm going to ask you to be a doctor. I want all of you to be a doctor. I want you to examine yourself. I want you to really examine yourself. I want you to examine yourself. Are you happy with you? Are you happy with you? I want you to be happy with you. If you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. You've got to learn to love yourself, forgive yourself. You know, whenever you repent of your sins, God removes them and He don't remember them anymore. The sea of forgetfulness. Sometimes we can't forget. We can't listen. If you got it right with God, it needs to be right with yourself. If you get it right with God, it'll be right with yourself. I've done a lot of horrible things in my lifetime, and I still make mistakes. But you know, I feel good. Because I know that one day, I'm going to see Jesus, and He's going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I want to be like Paul. Fight a good fight. Keep the faith. Run the course. Cross the finish line with the victory. And you can too. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you die today, you will wind up in hell for eternity. Now, believe that or not, I'm going to give you the truth, and if you don't receive it, that's between God and you. Am I mad? Am I hollering? Am I spitting? And am I slobbering and telling you you're no good? No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, be sure in your heart that things is right between God and you. And remember, Jesus is the only one that can get you into heaven.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. We need to tell others in love. Jesus came to this earth not to condemn us, but to seek and to save that which was lost. And we were all sinners. We were all lost. Isn't it great to see you? Carolina, how old are you? Great to see an 8-year-old give her heart to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Y'all ain't excited about nothing, are you? I'm excited about that.
Praise the Lord.
That's all heaven rejoiced when this little girl said, "I want to be saved." And Nathan, when you ask Jesus into your heart, even with all the trouble you're going through as a little boy, and we all go through problems, He belongs to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to give you the invitation. If you're not sure you're saved, I want you to come up here and give your heart to the Lord. If you are saved and you've drifted away and you're in the world, you've got things in your life that's overpowering you, you need to come up and let me pray for you. God is on this mountain. God is in this building. And God is showing His God through all the young people. Bristol, how old are you?
7.
What a blessing to see you're standing up here and singing. They wasn't up here saying, "I can't get no satisfaction, but I try and I try." No, they were singing about Jesus. "I'm in the army of the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
Someone like to come.
God said, I'm not always going to strive with the man, my spirit. If you feel a tugging in your heart, you better respond. You may not feel that again.
Amen.
Thank you, Charles. Some people say, you know, I need to think about it. I might, you know, I feel like I ought to, but I need to think about it a little more. You know what? You're running on borrowed time.
Amen. It's true.
Running on borrowed time. Jesus came to save you. Yes, he did. He came to save you. Would you come? Would you come right now and get it right with God? You know, you don't have to do everything in front of people, but the Bible says that God wants you to make a public confession. It makes you strong. It lets everybody know you made the decision that Jesus is going to be your Savior. And you were going to open that door and come on in. Jesus saying, come on! Come on in! You don't have to knock or nothing. Just come on in. Would you come? Would you come? While we wait, maybe you just need prayer about something for you or your wife or husband or somebody in your family. You want to stand in for them for prayer. I'm not going to ask you much longer, but I'm going to ask you one time. One more time, would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Amen. Pastor Mickey, would you, before we sing our song, go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and praise you and thank you for our salvation. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our door. Draw us ever closer to yourself. Might we commune with you. And then might we be able to go out into the world and tell others about you. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters here, and I pray a blessing on each and every one of them, Lord, that they would just grow stronger and stronger in faith, that no trouble, no problem will be too big. They'll know that you're right there to help them solve it. Thank you, Jesus, that we can walk with you, talk with you, listen to you, and obey you.
Love you. Help us to love you more, Lord
Jesus. You are precious. You are our all in all. You are our door. Might we go in and go out into green pasture. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Remember the baptism at 6:30 down at the pool. And I pray you'll have a blessed Lord's Day. And let's sing our song. And I'm glad you come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If you ain't glad, you shouldn't come.